Thank you very much, David, and good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking time out to come and listen to us today. We've heard two excellent presentations, and I know that Q&A is important, so I'm going to try and keep my presentation quite short and give you my take, and I emphasize this is my take, on the subject that we're discussing. I think the first thing that's already been referenced is that the UK has now, for several years, run a very open economy. And as a result, we've enjoyed the benefits of a very efficient, just-in-time method of supply for much of our economic activity, which has been optimized on operating cost and economic cost. What we've seen is that during the crisis that we've been through over the last few months, this has demonstrated certain shortcomings in terms of its resilience during a time of great difficulty and disruption everywhere. So, as a result of that, I think we have seen quite clearly, and we've heard earlier, the increased recognition by many companies and organizations of the importance of resilience in their supply chains, and particularly resilience to unexpected situations, and therefore the need to consider more carefully their own operating practices and processes as a way of seeing what might be done to increase resilience. If you're considering the importance of resilience in your supply chain, then the nature of the chain that you wish to develop, as we heard from Juliet, changes in a number of ways. Some of the responses that we've seen have been in assessing the nature of the supply chain itself and the criticality of the products, services, or inputs that it deals with. And there is quite clearly a trade-off between resilience and efficiency and cost. And I think as we emerge from this crisis and move into a new way of operating, one of the things that we'll see is an increased dialogue about to what extent are we prepared to make those trade-offs in order to improve the future efficiency. The second point that I would also like to pick up, and Lenny touched upon this very briefly in her talk, is that the nature and resilience of the UK's infrastructure is critical in determining the nature of the supply chains that it will operate. And as we're witnessing tonight, this is not just about the physical infrastructure of ports, roads, railways, and air traffic, but also the digital infrastructure that we are finding we're increasingly using. I think that the experience of the last few months has advanced our application of digital technology, probably in a way that would previously have taken years to come about. And one of the implications of that is that we have seen very clearly a dramatic growth in e-commerce, in the way that we operate our economy. And that, as we go forward, will touch upon the nature of our post-COVID business quite a lot, because the development and adaptation and acceptation of that e-commerce approach will probably see a squeeze on the nature of some of particularly the retail businesses that we are used to using, and how they exploit the particular advantages that they've had in physical presence on high streets and similar things going forward. One of the other aspects of infrastructure is that it's a declared objective of the current government to look very much at a number of priorities for its activity. And beyond the recovery, this looks at particularly the achievement of the net zero goals for our emissions, and also the process of levelling up the economic activity of regions. By definition, leveling up will mean some different distribution of resources. And in itself, that different distribution of resources gives us the opportunity for greater regional capability in supply, which itself should potentially help resilience. We should note, of course, that regional disparities are generational in nature. They've not occurred overnight, and it will be impossible to change them overnight. But the basis of what needs to be done to improve productivity and growth in that way has not changed. The third area that I think is important is that we have witnessed quite clearly the enormous flexibility and adaptability that companies operating within the UK have shown within their existing processes during the difficulties of the last few weeks. And I think that one of the things that that has shown by their actions is the value that can be achieved by doing things in a different way. We've seen, for instance, additive manufacturing being applied at a much greater scale in order to enable organizations to move into very different areas in a very, very rapid and agile way. And that in itself was an approach to resilience that we saw. We also heard at the end of Lenny's talk the issue about green recovery. And as we look at a green recovery, which will inevitably involve doing many of the processes that we're used to within our economy in a different way, that will offer an opportunity for changes in processes and systems that could themselves be more resilient. The next thing that I'd like to touch upon is perhaps surprising, which is the influence of standards in this process. Standards are important in all supply chains. And we saw during the search to supply PPE that some of the equipment sourced, although described in a particular way, proved not to be suitable to the kind of standards that were required in a UK environment. And so as we look forward to potentially driving different international standards to go into a different nature of supply chain operating internationally as well as nationally, then there is an opportunity to think about how those standards can be developed in such a way that they will help to improve the resilience of the process. And then finally, I think one of the most important things that I, as an engineer and somebody from the R&D space, believes in naturally, is that as we go forward with a declared intent to focus on supporting R&D to a greater level than has been the case for the last few years, that process of introduction of new technology will itself enable us, by supporting the development of new sectors as well as the evolution of existing business sectors, means that we will have a great opportunity to be able to apply our technological capability with an eye on the resilience of our activity, more perhaps than we did in the past. So I'll stop there, David. Thank you very much for your attention.